Hello, everyone. Welcome to Tales of the Dog Park, week 4.
Of season two.
Broadcasting, not live. outside, because it's still a lovely day in Florida.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's like 70-something out.
It's so great.
Sun is setting.
Yep.
The pool has got its little water.
Water feature.
Yeah.
Loki's sunbathing. So it's going to be a great episode. Yeah. I'm Molly, by the way.
I'm Lindsay.
And this week, we are going to tell you guys about Maybelle and Winston.
Okay.
The Akitas.
I know how excited you are for this.
I lost it when I saw the Akitas at the park.
Yes, you did.
Because I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed with Akitas. I want one so bad.
Yes.
But I know that it would not be the right fit for me.
Also probably true.
In my lifestyle. Because I know that I wouldn't be able to train them. And that's what they need.
They do. Like, they have a really, I learned so much this week about Akitas. Like, I'm in so my excited. Research. Because I know, like, you know, the temperament, like, height, size, coat styles. Like, I learned so much about their history and why they are the way that they are and how we got to this point with them. And just, like, they, like, you know, Lady Gaga and Cher and, you know, all of these great, you know, icons. Like, they have gone through so many different styles and metamorphoses.
I didn't know where that was going.
No, I'm, like, sitting there reading, and it's like, okay. So, like, a lot of times, like, when you read about, like, a dog's history, it's like, oh, they were bred to herd XYZ.
Yeah.
And now they still herd XYZ.
Okay.
And, like, with the Akita, it's like, they were bred to do this. And then during this war, they started to do this. And then at this war, they were changed for this. And now we finally reach this period of the Akita. But wait, now there's two different strains of the Akita. And I was just, like, blown away. I'm like, how many times can we reinvent ourselves, dog?
Maybe that's the reason why I love them. Secretly, I knew.
Secretly, you didn't. I'm gonna blow your mind. I have so many fun facts to talk to you about. Like,
so let's get into it, because I didn't read, you usually send over the breed profile, but I didn't read it because it was a crazy day.
Yeah.
And you said,
I
were glad that I didn't read it.
No, because I feel like I'm going to blow your mind.
All right.
And I also feel like I kind of, like, this is like the quick and dirty, and like, it's so long.
I'm like, excited.
Yeah. So here we go. Akita. The reinvented icon.
Reinvented icon, Akita.
Okay, so Akitas originated in the mountainous region of northern Japan.
Okay.
Okay, like we all know that they're Japanese. Yeah. So they were bred to hunt elk, wild boar, and brown bears.
Okay, didn't know that there were brown bears in Japan, but continue.
Yeah, there's like, it's a special kind of brown bear. They look very big and scary. Not like big as like in a grizzly way, but like bigger than a regular brown bear.
Okay.
Like, very intimidating. So in the 1600s, dog fighting was big in Japan, and they were like one of the most popular breeds for it.
Yeah, I can see that.
But also from the 1500s to the 1800s, there were also companion animals for samurais.
Can also see that.
Yeah, right? Now, they're primarily used as companion dogs and therapy dogs. Like, that is their sole purpose right now if you were to breed an Akita.
Therapy dogs.
Yeah. Which is wild, but I did read this article because Henry Cavill, Superman, has an Akita, and he uses it as a therapy dog. And he was like, you know, a lot of people, like, don't really understand this breed. And I was reading it. I remember when I was reading it, I was like, this is crap. That's not what that dog does. But, like, turns out it's not crap. It is what the dogs do. They are very good therapy dogs.
Okay.
Akitas have two strains.
Okay.
Okay? So the original one is the Akita Inu, which is the Japanese strain. And they are, they have narrow palette colors for the breed.
Okay.
And then there's the American Akita,
Yes.
Which we primarily see.
Yes.
Here in the United States. And they're, like, in America, it's like, give me all the colors. I want them all. Mm-hmm. Nothing's out of bounds. Mm-hmm. And those are considered two separate breeds of dogs everywhere but in the United States.
So not at the AKC.
Yeah, AKC, Akita's an Akita, doesn't matter what kind. Like, it could be the Japanese, the American, everything's an Akita. Everywhere else, we're like, we have a Japanese Akita, and then we have, like, those American ones that they tried.
Oh, okay. They tried. They tried.
Also, I learned there's two different kinds of coats for an Akita.
Okay.
So there's a short coat, and then a long coat, but the long coat is a fault in the show ring, and it's caused by a double recessive gene from the Japanese strain. The short coat is, like, the normal one that you see. It's the short double coat, commonly seen in, like, the Spitz breeds, like, mm-hmm. the Siberian Huskies. Don't shave them.
Don't shave them.
Don't shave them. Height between 23, 27 inches at the shoulder. Okay. Pretty large. Weight is between 55 and 92 pounds.
That's a huge range.
Yeah, like, the girls are smaller than the males, so that's why the range is so big. The lifespan? 10 years. I didn't think
for
that was that
large
bad.
Dog? Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good.
I didn't think that was that bad. Temperament. Powerful, independent, and dominant breed. They're commonly aloof with strangers, but affectionate to family members. And, like, I totally see that.
Yes.
Even in those puppies that you're going to talk about a little bit later. Like, very much like, ooh, stranger danger.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna stay away from that.
Yeah.
As you, like, actively try to, like, shove your face into their fur.
It was very heartbreaking for me. We'll get into it.
Okay. So, here we go. Here's some more history. I know I hit you before with some 1600s facts and 1500s facts. So, in the Russo-Japanese War, they were used to track lost sailors and prisoners of war.
Wow, okay.
Cool, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Here's a fun fact for you. Who was the person who brought the first two Akitas to the United States of America?
Ooh. Like, is it a
you're late? You're never going to get this, but I will give you a hint. It was in the mid-1900s.
So, I'm thinking a president. And I don't know why, but I'm thinking Truman.
Okay, so you'd be wrong.
Yeah.
It was Helen Keller.
Would have never guessed
that. Right? So,
really?
Yeah, so she went to Japan in 1937, and she just fell in love with the breed. And as a result, she was gifted two of them. So she had Kamikaze and Kenya Go. And she was quoted saying, if there was ever an angel in fur, it was Kamikaze. I know I shall never feel quite the same tenderness for any other pet. The Akita dog has all the qualities that appeal to me. He's gentle, companionable, and trustworthy.
That is so adorable.
Right? Like, it just...
So, is she responsible for the American Akita?
So, she's not. She had two males.
Okay.
But, like,
okay,
she
okay,
was
okay.
the one where people were like, oh.
What
like,
are these?
What is that?
Yeah.
So, here is how the American strain of Akita actually came to be.
Okay.
So, they almost died out during World War II.
Okay.
Okay? They were difficult to keep fed because they were very large animals. And then their pelts were actually used to keep soldiers warm.
Ooh, sad. I don't like that.
Yeah. But near the end of the war, U.S. servicemen found them, was really, like, they were really into it, really liked it, brought them home to America. That is how we have...
The American Akita.
And, like, once again, we're just reinventing ourselves as a dog. Like Cher, like Lady Gaga, we just reinvent ourselves. Like Madonna.
Yeah.
The Akita.
The Akita.
So let's turn our attention away from every historical fact there is, because, like, I've left out a whole bunch too. Like, there's just so much history on this breed. But let's talk about health issues, because they have all of that.
No, yeah. That makes me so sad.
So they have a lot of autoimmune diseases that are prevalent for them. They also have immune-mediated endocrine diseases, like diabetes and hypothyroidism.
Aww.
They also have non-immune-specific conditions, such as glaucoma, progressive retinal atrophy, hip dysplasia, elbow dysplasia. That one's kind of strange, right?
Yeah, haven't heard that one, but hip dysplasia! Ding, ding, ding!
Ding, ding, ding! Von Willebrand's disease, which is that genetic bleeding disorder we talked about for another dog.
Yes.
And then Cushing's disease, which your dog tried to fake.
Yes. Rosie faked.
Yeah. My last fun fact. Famous Akita, which is by a head of state, Vladimir Putin.
Oh, that is not surprising at all. Like, yeah. If he were to choose a dog, yes, I can see him choosing the Akita.
Yeah, so he has an Akita named Yume. Yume something. Y-U-M-E.
Something Russian.
It's something Russian. That is all I have on the Akita, but I was just blown away.
That it
was
like, so, yeah.
It was, like, I'm reading so much, I'm, like, doing all these searches, and it was just, like, every time I would search for something, like, something new would come up, and I was just like, you know what, guys? Could we stop going to war? could we, like, pick a job that we are gonna do and stick with it? And like, no. We kept changing our careers. We kept changing where we were living.
Yep.
A kamikaze was the best one. He's like, I'm gonna go with Helen.
Like, this is the life I want to live. I don't want
to
be here.
Yeah, I'm just trying to
go hang out with her.
Yeah, I'm trying to live my best life over here.
Yep.
So yeah,
that is so amazing. I think independent is the best way to put them.
Oh yeah, they're very strong, very independent. Like, they are trainable. Make a good guard dog, you know.
They're trainable, but you have to stick with it.
Yeah, and I think, like, socializing early, like the Akitas we met at the park,
yes,
is really key. And I think if you can do that, you can get a really, really great dog.
Yes.
You know? And I think that's true for any dog, right? Like, if you socialize them, you spend time with them, you're gonna get something good out of it.
Yes. Yep. That was exciting.
Yeah? Did you like it?
I did like that. I learned so much.
All right. Well, do you want to tell me about our friends?
Yes, I will tell you about Mabel and
Winston.
So,
wait, before you start, can I just say that, like, your face when you saw them across the park, because how old are they? Like, 6 months, maybe?
Yeah, they're only 6 months.
Yeah, like, they're, like, they are small, and you saw them, they're big fluff balls, and you were like, you just grabbed me, like, Akita!
I see one!
Do you think I can go talk to them? It was like that moment of, like, I see a cute boy across the gym.
Do you
think I can talk to him? Like, yeah. It's like, just go say hello. It's fine. Do we want to walk over there?
Yes. But, like, Loki wasn't coming.
Loki was like, I can do my own thing, Mom.
And I was like, I need to interview these people for their dog. Loki, come over here and play with this Akita. You'll get along with them. Oh, my God. Yes, I'm just obsessed with Akitas. And I was telling the owners of the Akitas, like, how much I want one.
Mm-hmm.
And wanted one.
Yeah.
Same with the Shiba Inu. Very similar. Just
yeah.
Different sizes.
Yeah.
But I just know that I would not be a good owner to those dogs.
Mm-hmm.
It would not benefit the dog.
Yeah, I think, like, you're, like, that's really smart of you to understand, because I think a lot of people see a dog and they're like, I want that dog because I like the way that dog looks aesthetically,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
A lot of people do it with German Shepherds or, like, Belgian Malinois, right? Like,
yes. Or even poodles.
Oh, yeah. Like, poodles are so smart, but, like, if they're bored, God help you.
Or, like, any type of poodle. Oodle.
Yeah.
Doodle.
All of the crossed oodles, really. Like, they're great, but you gotta keep them occupied.
You gotta keep them occupied.
All right.
Okay.
So tell me about Winston and Mabel.
Okay. So they found them in Pensacola, and they actually were able to get both a male and a female. And I guess males are a little bit more rare.
Oh.
And yeah, that's what she said. They're a little bit more rare. So they had, they were originally just going to get Mabel.
Okay.
But then they said, do you happen to have any other ones available? And they're like, yeah, we have this one. All right, we'll take it. So they took two.
Okay.
Two Akitas. Same litter. And they were actually waiting to get a dog until they got a house. So they bought a house, and then they were able to get...
Well, that's smart. Yeah.
Yeah. Especially with an Akita, like, it's just a large dog.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, you got Loki before you got your house, but, like, it wasn't... Like, you knew you were getting the house, and,
yes.
Like... He was little when you lived at your apartment.
Yeah, and Taylor is active.
Yeah, so. Exactly. So, like, you're good. Like, Julio could live in any
situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but, like, two large dogs
oh,
in an apartment, that
Yeah, I mean, that dog, like, those dogs are gonna, like, end up weighing, like, close to 100 pounds, like.
Easily. Yeah. Especially the male, Winston. So, they actually have three cats.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but the cats just tolerate them. Like, they don't really like them in their personal space, but they're, like, there. They're, like, we're fine with them, whatever, kind of thing. So, that's nice. And they got them around 3 months. So they've been in their possession for in their family for 3 months, which, we knew that they were a puppy because they were so small and fluffy. Yeah. They still had like their fluffy puppy fur and I love that.
And they're also like a little bit uncoordinated.
Yes.
Like
still all legs.
I just love that about a puppy. Like they're just like out there roaming around, falling over, stumbling all over the place.
All over, yes. And we did, and you mentioned it, but they want to socialize them.
Yeah.
Because you have to do that, one, with any dog, really, mm-hmm. but especially more independent or dominant breeds.
Yeah.
Because that's how they kind of get that negative.
Yeah.
Like, if they aren't socialized, that it can lead to a negative
situation.
Situation. Yeah. I mean, we did the same thing with Loki. He's a great dog, but, like, we...
Yeah, but could you imagine, like, if you never socialized Loki and then, like, today you were to go take him to the dog park?
No, he would be a terror.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't really know about Julio. Like, he just loves people. Yeah, so, like, I'm sure he still just wouldn't care, but, like...
So true. So we also... I wanted to pet one of them. I wanted to pet both of them.
Yeah.
But it got to a point that I would take any pet from either of them mm-hmm. because they did not want to be by me. So you mentioned in your breed profile that they are very owner specific and stranger danger.
Yeah. They're aloof with strangers. And, like, I think I even said to you stranger danger because you were like, yeah. And, like, usually with dogs like that, you just kind of have to, like, you can't be excited to see them.
Yeah.
You just have to kind of be like, oh, whatever. And then, like, you can, like, let out your hand. And if they want to sniff you, cool. But, like...
I didn't do that.
No, I know. Because I got to pet one before you did. And you were like...
I was so pissed. I was so mad. Because Karen joined us.
Yeah.
And I was so mad. Because Karen and you pet them before I petted them. And it was... very sad for me, but I finally
wanted it too much. You were like that eager girl. You saw the boy across the gym and you were too eager.
I did.
You had to play it cool.
I had to play it cool and I didn't. So I hope that Liz and Wayne, their owners, come again when we're there.
Yeah.
Because they live fairly far away, like 45 minutes away.
Yeah, they live near Bo, right? From last week.
Yes. Yeah. So I just hope that they come again and I can play it cool.
Yeah, I think you can. I think, like, this is only a growing, you know, relationship.
It was just the first time I haven't seen a Nikita in, like, real life.
Yeah, I mean, we live in Florida, so. Yeah.
It's like when we talk about the Chow Chow.
Exactly, like, you see one, and you're like.
I was like, I saw one. Finally.
After and that, then, we made that joke about Chow Chows in South Miami, like, in South Beach. Yeah, in Miami. Yeah.
And. When I saw the Chow Chow, I was like, can I pet your dog? And he said no. And that was heartbreaking. But
yeah,
at least Liz and Wayne let me try to.
Try.
Yeah. There's a good faith effort. So I did ask them for some follow-up questions. Mm-hmm. And how did they get their names? So they wanted, like, older classic names.
Okay.
So Liz actually wrote a list, and then Wayne picked them.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. So they were like, hey, what... Like, if I was to go into a nursing home, what names do you think would be on...
Which names do you think
on the residence list?
Yeah. Which, Taylor wanted Loki to be Winston.
I remember, because you sent that to me, and I was obsessed with it. And then you were like, just kidding, we changed it to Loki. And I won't lie, I still wish his name was Winston.
No, it doesn't fit him, though.
I just think it could.
Okay, well, we're not going to go down this. This isn't Loki's story. This is Winston and Eagle's
story.
Well,
it could have been.
They do not have middle names. Yet again.
Maybe it's like a regional thing.
Because every time I'm like, they don't have middle names, Lindsay. And we just stare at each other like, I think every episode when someone doesn't have a middle name, we're like, are we the weird ones?
Here's the thing, though. I think those people go home and they're like, should we give our dog a middle name?
Oh my gosh, what if there's an update? I hope to give an update.
Okay, but, like, really anyone who, like, registers their dog with the AKC, it generally does have a middle name, because, like, if you've, like, ever seen, like, a show dog, its name's, like, this freaking long.
True.
And I don't know why I'm, like, putting my hands out, like everyone can see me, but, I mean.
It's, like, 20 syllables.
Yeah, exactly. It's four words. It's too much. Yeah.
It's too much. Is this their first dog? And the answer is yes, together. Okay. But Wayne had Akitas growing up.
Oh, okay. So like, Wayne's helpful. Like a professional. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot, like Akita rescues and stuff, they are always, like, even, like, huskies and, like, shepherds and stuff, it's like, oh, we need you to have, like, a breed experience with these dogs.
Shiba Inu does that too.
Yeah.
Some of them do.
Which,
because,
yeah.
And I only know because I tried to foster one and adopt one when we lived in Virginia, and I.
You got it shut down?
I got shut down.
I got shut down by a husky rescue.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, right? Like, small wins.
Right? Same thing with me getting shut down.
Nothing against huskies, but, like, that was a good decision.
That was a good decision.
In my life.
They made good decisions. Their favorite toy. So, Mabel's favorite toy is a squeaky hedgehog.
Okay.
Yep. And Winston is tennis balls. All tennis balls. All every right. single one of them. All Love right. that for them.
Yeah.
So how did they choose this breed?
Wayne, I'm guessing.
So Liz wanted a fluffy, curly type tail.
Okay. Perfect.
Yep. And Wayne wanted something that's more of a guard dog.
Okay.
And he grew up with Akitas.
Yeah.
So they got Akitas.
Yeah.
Because then you don't have to learn, like, a new type of breed. Like, you know what you're getting.
Yeah.
Like, that, they made the right decision.
Yeah.
Good choices.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, because it would be, like, if you were to get another dog, it'd be, like, you'd know how to train a Norwegian Elkhound now.
Yeah, but we just got lucky. Like, I say that all the time. Like, Loki's just, I mean, he's Loki. He's so interesting.
he's eating some acorns right
now. He's eating acorns. But he just chews them and spits them out. He doesn't actually swallow them.
Yeah, he's a strange one.
God, I love that dog. Do they have nicknames? So they have some nicknames, but I think more will come.
Okay.
Like, as they age.
Okay, hit me with them.
Mabel is Miss Mabel.
Okay.
And Winston is Winston.
It's what?
Winston.
Winston?
Winston.
Okay.
I hope I'm saying that right. So the most ridiculous thing... What is the most ridiculous thing that you've done for your dog? Nothing too bad yet.
Okay.
But when I remind you about this, we both looked at each other and we're like, no, that's pretty ridiculous. They have separate Google playlists.
Oh, yeah. I, like, this blew my mind because I was like, yeah, no, that's strange.
So the dogs have separate, like, rooms, like, bedrooms, essentially.
Also strange.
Also strange. But you know what? Maybe they want their alone time, so I get it.
Yeah. No, like, you know what? If you got the room, like...
Oh, yeah.
I love that for your dogs, and I love that for you.
Yes.
That's also ridiculous, though, so, like, let's not...
I hope they bought the house, like... to have two separate rooms for their dogs. They're like, no, we need to have...
We need five bedrooms.
We have two
dogs.
Because
we need two guest rooms, two rooms for the dogs,
and
then
for
our
us.
Master bedroom.
I really hope that's what it was. But in each of their rooms, there's like a Google Dot or something.
Yeah, whatever it's called for Google.
Whatever.
Like an Alexa or a Siri. Your dog is just bringing a huge branch over
He's
to us.
Over. Oh my God.
He just came sprinting
He's
over with,
so
like,
happy.
Literally a tree branch.
Oh, my God.
So
I got
proud of himself.
I'll take that away from him. But, so, in their separate rooms, they have their own playlists going.
Okay. So, like, are they different between the dogs?
Yes.
Okay.
They're two totally separate playlists.
Do they have, like, different genres that they prefer?
See, I don't remember that now.
Okay. That's wild, though.
Yeah. That's kind of ridiculous. I'm sorry, Liz and Wayne, but that... It's, like, ridiculous in a fun way.
In a fun way. And like, that's the thing. Like, I know certain... Like, if I play certain things in the car, like, it makes Julia go to sleep. So sometimes I'm like, oh, we're just going to put on some Amy Shark and you're going to pass out in that back seat.
Yeah.
And, like, other things he really doesn't like, you know?
I get it.
So, you know what? Good on Liz and Wayne.
I love that. Yep. So that is their, That is the Akitas, Winston and Mabel. All
right. Well, thanks, Molly.
Yeah.
Okay, Molly. So we have a cat friend update.
Cat friend update.
Buddy the cat got out again.
Buddy the cat got out again. And I'm sorry, Karen, for bringing this up. Karen, my coworker and friend.
Not Stanley's owner.
Not Stanley's owner.
We know a lot of Karens.
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he came back.
Okay.
Came back. She had to shake some treats, and he came back. But the reason why we're bringing this up is we're going to talk about collars again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because now, ever since you, me, and Taylor had a debate about collars.
Yeah.
Loki is no longer a Nike dog.
Since the great collar debate.
Great collar debate. He immediately, but he does get it taken off at night still.
Okay.
But as soon as he wakes up, he gets a collar.
Yeah.
Yes. He's licking water off the ground right now. My dog's a mess. Anyways. I suggested to Karen to use the a collar that has a tracking device on it.
Yeah, Julio's got one. Yeah,
Julio has one. With cats, it's different. It's, like, kind of difficult because, like, they're small. They can get in the little tiny crevices and everything like that. So, what is the collar that Julio uses?
He uses Huon, and it's, like, a little Bluetooth chip. And the cool thing about it is that, like, if you, like, there's an app that comes with it. So, like, if you lose your animal, whether it's a cat or a dog or whatever, you can report them lost. And if your animal's chip is close to someone else's phone, they can report it and be like, hey, I saw your dog or whatever near me. And then you can, like, mark them found again. It's pretty cool. So, it's, like, it kind of builds a community into it. So, like, kind of like the Next Door app on crack.
For dogs.
For dogs and cats.
I love that. So I want to look into it, too, for Loki Dog.
Yeah.
I passed along the information to Karen, so hopefully Buddy gets one. So
before Buddy makes his great escape again.
Great escape. I really think he wants to be an outdoor cat. Like, an indoor-outdoor cat.
Yeah. I mean, I think some cats, you know, crave that because they can go out and hunt for their little mice and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, Karen doesn't live in a shack, so
no.
She doesn't have vermin.
No, she doesn't. And he's like, I just want a snack.
Yeah.
Please
just
let me outside to get
just
some
wanna
lizards.
Just want to go, yeah.
Ugh, yeah.
I don't know much about cats and what they're bred for and stuff and, like, their history, but maybe, like, that's what Buddy was, like, bred to do.
Probably.
He's a very large cat, so.
It would make sense to get those mice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she doesn't have mice, so.
Okay.
So I'm actually going to put that on the Instagram at
okay.
Tales of the Dog Park because I think other people should look into it.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I know it kind of goes back to, you know, Lady Gaga had her dog stolen, right?
Yeah.
And they had the chip, but she didn't have the, like, tracking on it that you pay per month, so they couldn't, like, track down the dogs.
Right.
And I know, like, I don't, like, Julio's trip, but I don't pay the monthly fee with
neither do I.
The Huon collar. Like, you just pay for the little chip once,
and
that's
not a
it.
Monthly fee.
It's not a monthly fee.
Because I know there's another friend of mine, he has a dog that's chipped and was paying for the tracking each month.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I don't do that.
Yeah.
Like, if someone if Loki's gone, I would be, like, panicked. And now this kind of gives you some sense of
peace of mind
gives me mine.
Just gives it to you.
Gives it to you. Yeah, so I'm glad that we brought that up. Buddy is inside for now. We might have another update, another episode that Buddy got out again, but for now
Buddy is alive and well and inside
and hopefully getting a collar.
All right, Molly's got our adoptable dog of the week. I'm very pumped about the name of this dog, so hit me with it, Molly.
Henry Winkle. It's just so cute. So Henry is a hound mix, and he's about 8 to 10 months old, but he's already 50 pounds, 50
okay.
pounds at 10 months.
50.
That's crazy. But Henry's very sweet, but unfortunately he was returned back to the facility. But he is very sweet dog. He's a big, goofy puppy who deserves someone to love him unconditionally. Henry is very lovable and sometimes does not know how big he is. Weird.
Yeah, that happens.
He always wants to climb in your lap and give you cuddles. His favorite toys are the ones that crunch. He loves tug of war. and he can be a little bit clumsy, so he's still a puppy.
Oh, precious.
Yep. Foster mom has been working on basic commands, and they love Henry just as much, but they want to find someone who can love him just as much as they do. You can actually find him at the Bella Foundation, which is going to be in Oklahoma City.
Okay.
And that email address is info@thebellafoundation.org.
Great. Well, thank you, Molly.
Thanks.
All right. That's all we have for Tales of the Dog Park for this week. But join us next week. We have hit up one of our friends, Lexi, and yes, we're going to be talking to her about her Shishan named Kahlua. So join us then. We're going to be celebrating her birthday a little bit too. So
yes.
yeah, we're excited. Until next time, guys.
Bye.